You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. When the Metropolitan Correctional Center in downtown Manhattan was built in 1975, it was hailed as the future of federal prisons. But after years of neglect and scandals, including the reported suicide of Jeffrey Epstein, the U.S. Justice Department ordered the facility closed down last month. Now reporters from the Associated Press have gotten the first public tour of the facility since 2019. One of them is Michael Balsamo, who covers the Justice Department and law enforcement for the AP. He joins us now by Skype. Michael, welcome to WNYC.
Good morning, Michael. Thanks so much for having me.
You're most welcome. What did you see when you toured the prison? What were the conditions like?
So there were clear signs at the MCC that it had fallen into a kind of a dank decay, conditions that have deteriorated so much that it's basically impossible to safely house inmates there. In what was formerly part of the jail's kitchen, I saw small chunks of concrete falling from the ceiling. In an area now that they've had to close, you have to wear a hard hat to be in there. That also means that inmates have to eat off paper plates. They can't use trays. They've had to close full housing units because cell doors just don't work properly. Normally, that port that you would use to hand an inmate a tray or ask them to cuff up in order to move them out of that area, those don't close. So that poses a pretty significant safety risk to officers. And, you know, the heating and air conditioning system there is so old that on one side of the building, it's just uncomfortably hot. And on the other side of the building, it's so cold that inmates stuff their old coronavirus face masks into the vents to try to stop that airflow.
The physical deterioration of facility is not only part of the story, though. There have been stories for years about bad behavior and abuse by the prison staff. Would you remind us of some of those scandals and how big a role did they play in the Justice Department's decision to shut this place down?
Absolutely, yeah. There is no question that the Justice Department has been looking at the MCC, you know, as this kind of hub of problems in the Federal Bureau of Prisons itself, an agency that has been, you know, beleaguered with scandals for years. You know, we saw the former Attorney General Bill Barr announce a special task force to come in and investigate allegations of staff misconduct. We saw a loaded gun smuggled into the facility found inside a housing unit. You know, allegations of inmates who had died, allegations of staff misconduct and inmate abuse. It's also been a kind of a rotating cast of characters of wardens. Just since Epstein died, there have been at least four wardens, one who retired abruptly in January after allegations that an inmate who had the mental capacity of an 8-year-old was left in a holding cell for 24 hours, and that a staff member had been sexually abused by another employee there. Then we saw, you know, a new warden come in fresh off of being an executioner in the Trump administration's historic run of capital punishment, but it turned into a virus super spreader. And he stayed a few months, and then the next warden was there for just about 2 weeks. And, you know, now they have a new warden who's been in since May, and he's was moved from a regional office to kind of see this closure. So certainly, you know, the allegations of staff misconduct, the serious abuse that we've seen at the MCC and elsewhere in the Bureau of Prisons is certainly, a major factor for the Justice Department's decision to close it. We also know that the Deputy Attorney General, Lisa Monaco, had personally toured the MCC. She wanted to see the conditions for herself. And just a few weeks after that tour, the Justice Department announced it would officially close the facility and move the inmates out of there.
Michael, then what's in the future for this prison? When will the people who are incarcerated there be relocated? And what are the department's plans for the facility?
So there are about 200 inmates left inside the MCC. About 125 of them will be moved just across the Brooklyn Bridge to the Metropolitan Detention Center in Sunset Park. And then about 75 others will head to FCI Otisville, which is a medium security prison upstate that also has a satellite camp that we've seen, obviously, some of the New York's kind of top political figures who have been convicted in scandals go there. And then the 200 staff members who work at the MCC will also temporarily relocate to Brooklyn with the anticipation from the Justice Department that they will then permanently stay in those positions. As for what happens to the MCC, that's not totally clear what happens after the last inmate leaves. The Justice Department hasn't said yet whether the facility itself will reopen. They've only said it will close at least temporarily for some of these repairs to happen, and they haven't said how much money they would spend to repair the facility, but it was clear from the tour that would be a significant amount, to raise the conditions to a level where you would be able to safely house inmates there again.
Michael, very quickly, even the Metropolitan Detention Center in Brooklyn has its issues as well.
That's right. Yeah, there's no question that there have been significant issues at the MDC. The associate warden there was just charged last month with killing her husband in New Jersey. There was a massive power outage there in 2019 amid a cold snap that led to unrest among inmates and protests there. But it was clear looking at both of them, both the MCC and the MDC, that the conditions at the MDC are just vastly better.
Pardon me, we're going to have to leave it there. Michael Balsamo is the lead Justice Department and law enforcement reporter for the Associated Press. Thank you for bringing us up to date on this.
Thanks so much for having me.